On Friday, May 20th, the San Francisco String Trio presents their Sgt. Pepper Project, featuring violinist Mads Tolling, guitarist Mimi Fox, and bassist-vocalist Jeff Denson. They're performing at Dazzle for two sets at 6:30 and 9 o'clock. I recently had an opportunity to catch up with Mimi Fox. When you started playing the guitar, was that the first instrument that you were interested in?
No. I actually started on drums about a year before. And what happened is, see, both my parents loved jazz. And so even though I was the youngest in my family, and even though my older brother and my older sister and all my older cousins, I was the baby. Everybody that was around, you know, the kids were all listening to rock and pop and Motown and different things. But my parents absolutely loved jazz. And so when I was a little girl, I mean, I used to take my mom's soup pots and take some spoons or some chopsticks or different things and bang along to my dad's old Dixieland records. I think my mom got sick of me destroying her soup pots, so she actually got me a snare drum when I was about 9. So drums were actually, you know, my first instrument. And then when I was 10, my mom got me a little guitar that she had saved up green stamps, which was a little booklet you would fill in and get the stamps, and bought me a little guitar with it because we didn't have a lot of money. So those are my first two instruments, but played drums through junior high and high school, and even for a while professionally in my early 20s. But then I got very serious about jazz guitar and composing, and I knew that there was not going to be enough time in my life to try to master two such disparate instruments. I just focused on the guitar. It was, you know, my composing instrument, obviously, but I still have a drum set in my house, and not just for rehearsals with, you know, different groups, but also because I love to play, and, you know, I try to keep developing, you know, myself as an artist rhythmically as well as melodically and harmonically.
So who was the first guitarist that you heard?
The first guitarist that I heard, it dates me, was Glenn Campbell playing on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on TV show when I was about 10 or 11. You know, I actually taught myself to play from watching him play. And then I had a Al Fritz or Mel Bay, one of these books that had a few guitar chords. And so pretty soon I was playing along to, you know, simple folk songs, and then went on from there. I started learning Beatles songs, and that was all I did, is I would come home from school, do my homework quickly, have a bowl of Cheerios, and then start playing my guitar, and I would play, you know, till dinner, and then after dinner, play my guitar again. And, you know, my older brother and sister used to make fun of me because I would fall asleep with my guitar, and that was pretty much all I did.
Well, let's talk about the San Francisco String Trio. When you guys got together, did you get together because you said, hey, we want to play some Beatles music?
Yeah, that's a great question, Susan. And no, what actually happened is that it's kind of funny, but Jeff and Mads had gone to school together in Boston at Berkeley. And so they knew each other. And so what happened is Jeff and I were doing some duo playing together. Mads and Jeff were doing some duo playing together. And then Mads called me at one point, and we hadn't yet played together as a trio. And Mads said, Mimi, I have some shows. Would you like to do them with me? And I said, oh, let's get together. And then I didn't know at the time that Mads and Jeff were friends. Meanwhile, Jeff and Mads were talking about putting together a string trio, but, you know, the more typical one where they would have had like a cello, so they would have had, you know, double bass, violin, and cello. When Mads and I got together, I was like, oh, I've been getting together with Jeff. And he said, oh, yeah, me too. And pretty soon we just connected the dots, and we realized, or Jeff and Mads realized, that they could have a string trio, that a guitar was a stringed instrument too. You know, at least last time I looked, you know, I do have 6 strings on it. Anyway, so then we got together and we had, you know, we just had wonderful chemistry right from the beginning. I don't know what happened one day, but we just started talking about all of our different musical influences and music that we dug, and we all loved the Beatles. And then we realized that 2017 was going to be the 50th anniversary of the Beatles Sgt. Pepper Project. And so we thought, well, how could we take this well-loved and well-known album and this great classic and try to really come up with something unique, because, you know, we're all jazz artists, and so we wanted to really do something that would be unique, but also honor, you know, the great songwriting. And so we came up with project, but we would get together and we would divvy up the arrangements and say, you know, I'd like to do this, I'll do this. And then we'd get together and play and work on the arrangements and flesh them out. Very collaborative. And really, the group is really a collective, which is, you know, fairly uncommon. Usually there's leaders, and we really are all three of us leaders. We're all composers and arrangers and players. And so all of that came to bear on the project, Susan, and that's sort of how it came together, just, you know, step by step. I want to invite everybody in the Denver area, in the greater Denver area, to please come out to the show on May 20th to hear the San Francisco String Trio and our jazz take on the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album. We are very excited about it, and we'll be playing at Dazzle on May 20th for two shows, one at 6:30 and one at 9. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. We're really excited to come back to Denver and to play at Dazzle again.